Return with us now to those blissful days of yore, when men were real men, radio was real radio, and music filled the airwaves and the turntables. And it was good. Let's open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Dan Fogelberg and Tim Weisberg from their 1978 LP, Twin Sons of Different Mothers. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we uncover dusty gems from the past century of recorded music. Today on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to look back at another form of analog communication, the typewriter. The concept of a typewriter dates back to at least 1714, when Englishman Henry Mill filed a vaguely worded patent for, quote, an artificial machine or method for the impressing or transcribing of letters, singly or progressively, one after another, unquote. But the first typewriter that actually worked was built by an Italian named Pellegrino Turi in 1808 for his blind friend Countess Carolina. Unfortunately, we don't know what the machine looked like, but we do have specimens of letters written by the Countess on the machine. Numerous inventors in Europe and the U.S. worked on typewriters in the 19th century, but successful commercial production began only with the writing ball of Danish pastor Malling Hansen in 1870. This well-engineered device looked like a pincushion. Nitzsche's mother and sister once gave him one for Christmas. He hated it. Much more influential in the long run was the Scholz and Glidden typewriter, which began production in 1873 and appeared on the American market in 1874. So that's a little bit of an introduction to today's theme on the Radio Thrift Shop, typewriters. And we're going to get into a typewriter mix of tunes, starting off with the theme from Wall Street Week.
Typewriter tip 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 karta hai zindagi ki har kahani likhta hai
typewriter tip 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 karta hai zindagi ki har kahani likhta hai
typewriter tip 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 karta hai zindagi ki har kahani likhta hai प्यार की अर्जी करना हो तो इससे प्यार बढ़ा लो इससे प्यार बढ़ा लो
अपने दिल की हालत लिख दो अपना काम बना लो अपना काम बना लो
जीवन का हमराज यही है जीवन का हमराज यही है हालत दिल की सुनता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
हे टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है लव लेटर देखो क्या क्या रंग दिखाए क्या क्या रंग दिखाए
सादे सादे कागज में सादे सादे कागज में ये रंग मोहब्बत भरता है
टाइप
राइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइप राइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
हम भी अपने दिल की बातें रोज टाइप करते हैं रोज टाइप करते हैं
हमको जब से प्यार हुआ है ठंडी आहें भरते हैं ठंडी आहें भरते हैं
मैडम अपना हर दिन तुम बिन मैडम अपना हर दिन तुम बिन सूना सूना गुजरता है
जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
Asha Bosley with Typewriter Tip 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 from the Merchant Ivory film Bombay Talkie, and that's also on the original soundtrack to the film The Darjeeling Limited. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're doing a set of music for typewriters. Thank you. Here's some more typewriter history for you. Christopher Scholes, a Milwaukee newspaperman, poet, and part-time inventor, was the main creator of the modern keyboard. Scholes and Glidden typed only in capital letters and introduced the QWERTY keyboard, which is very much with us today. The keyboard was probably designed to separate friendly used pairs of type bars so that the type bars would not clash and get stuck at the printing point. The S&G was a decorative machine boasting painted flowers and decals, and it looked like a sewing machine and was in fact manufactured by the sewing machine department of the Remington Arms Company. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, and we are spinning tunes for typewriters today. That was Resourceful Blacks with Typewriter Theme, and before that we heard Reboka and Typewriter. Well, the first electric typewriter was produced by the Blickensderfer Manufacturing Company of Stamford, Connecticut. And I dare you to say that three times fast, Blickensderfer. And that was in 1902. And it used a cylindrical type wheel rather than individual type bars. It was not a commercial success, and that might be because at the time, electricity was not standardized and the current differed from one place to another, from city to city. The next step in the development of the electric typewriter came in 1909 when Charles and Howard Crumb filed a patent for the first practical teletypewriter. Their machine also used a type wheel rather than individual type bars, and while innovative, neither of the machines reached business or personal consumers. But imagine that, electric typewriters way back in the early 1900s.
Started out from a typing course. When she hits those keys, they become alive. With a rhythm called the typing job, she'd bury her kid and loses no time. With the rhythm called the typing job, the tabulator and the space bar too, they don't lounge around like they used to do. When her fingers hit the rhythm like a big bin clock, the keys get together and yell out. Next door, boy, boy, my junk's getting sore, but I'm gonna keep a gathering till the 4 or 5 and learn this boogie called the typing job. She's very acute and loses no time with the rhythm called the typing job. She can type most faster than you can talk. Machine jots hot and walls and block, but when she keeps a pounding this case of type, machine half up and says, all right, she's very acute and
loses no time with the rhythm called the time.
The very recognizable Typewriter by Leroy Anderson. Leroy was, of course, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, back in 1908. Played a lot with the Boston Pops and wrote some really cool music like The Syncopated Clock, Blue Tango, and, of course, The Typewriter and his very well-known Sleigh Ride. Okay, now we're going to dig into the Radio Thrift Shop archives to come up with something a little bit different on the theme of typewriters. A group called InSpay. They were a progressive rock band from Estonia, and they were influenced by Occidental music, and their music was played on Finnish radio, of all places, back in the 1970s and 1980s. In 1985, they wrote and recorded the Typewriter Concerto in D major, and we're going to hear all four movements of this Typewriter Concerto. So here's Estonian band InSpay with a Typewriter Concerto in D major.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely something you're not going to hear every day. That's In Spe with a typewriter concerto in D major here on the Radio Thrift Shop. I've got one more tune for you in the typewriter mix for this program. This is an indie pop band called Saturday Looks Good to Me and a song called Simply Typing.
You spent such a long time typing that you forgot how to write letters, and your friends all say you're better off 'cause you got out when you did. But you can't help feeling restless, like there's something you can't remember, and you can't stop walking around at night like some broken hearted kid. All the ones who tried to tie you down couldn't even start to understand, couldn't find the words to hold your hand, couldn't comprehend the master plan. All the books you started, get stuck inside a memory like a miracle unfinished, and you only feel like going back to where there's no place to stay. Keep you.
Lynn Blessing from his 1968 LP, Sunset Painter, and that was a tune called An Awakening. Lynn Blessing has played with a lot of musicians, a lot of whose music you will find in thrift shops, including Fred Katz, Paul Horn, Martin Denny, Tony Bennett, The Advancement, and The Cosmic Brotherhood. I want to say thanks for listening to this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, Music for the Analog-Minded. This is DJ Frederick. I'll be back next week. Hope you enjoyed the program. And by the way, if you have any comments, you can email me at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's as in Frank, Mike, Oscar, Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. Let's keep on making the homemade radio revolution. Thanks for listening. Radio Thrift Shop is a seldom heard radio production.